What are your views on the changes to maternity services at Solihull Hospital?
I think that I had both my children at Solihull Hospital and received excellent care both times, 15 years ago and 13 years ago. I think fundamentally it is a shame if in the future a town as big as Solihull cannot support a viable maternity unit, but that's not something that's been decided. I absolutely believe that the consultation process will sort out a way forward. I think the interim has been very difficult. I think the Trust has been very considerate in its publication of what they're going to do for the interim. I think it is very difficult for the clinicians to work under circumstances where they feel they may be putting patients in danger. So I think absolutely going forward, I would like to see Solihull with a viable maternity unit, but I think we should follow the consultation process as it's laid down and make sure that everybody's views are heard, as well as the hospital, the patients, other stakeholders.
Do you think Solihull can support the maternity service it has at the moment?
I think the service it has at the moment is one that is living on borrowed time because of the regulations laid down by the colleges, the clinical colleges, and I think that is putting people under undue professional pressure. You know, going back 15 years, the travel time between the two hospitals was less than it is now. You know, we can't pretend that there isn't more traffic, there aren't potentially more delays between the two. So I think it's absolutely right that they have looked at it and said, okay, we have tried to make this work, but it's not sustainable as a model going forward.
This interim decision has been taken to halt births, then have only midwife-led births ahead of the consultation. Now, some residents feel that is just not right. How do you feel about that?
I think having listened to the lead clinician, listened to the changes in the regulations around what is considered to be acceptable and defendable in court, I think it is very difficult to see how they can do anything other than what they have done.
And what have you been doing as a governor, and what have you been doing with your fellow governors to influence that decision?
The governors have had all the information from all the sort of papers that have been produced. The governors have also had a presentation from the lead obstetrician, whose name at the moment escapes me. So we have had both information, both in writing and in person. We have also, it is on the agenda at the moment as something that we will be discussing.
Do you feel you're having an influence on the decisions?
I think that we will be involved and we will be part of the consultation process. We are informed about everything that is going on around it, so we get regular communications. So, for example, when Caroline Spellman announced that she had created a breathing space, that was communicated to us, and we also had, you know, the facts communicated to us at the same time.